Welcome to our Lenten reflection on knowing your tree of sin. Each day we're reflecting on a saint who struggled with one of the seven deadly sins and overcame it by the grace of God. Today's reflection is for the Saturday after Ash Wednesday, and the word we'll be reflecting on today is store, and how storing up things is connected to the deadly sin of avarice or greed, when we seek to store up rather than trusting in God. No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. This is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 24. Saint Matthew was the son of Alphaeus, and he was likely born in Galilee. He is a saint we'll be reflecting on today, and how he at one point in his life sought to store up treasures rather than storing up treasures from God. St. Matthew worked as a tax collector, which was a hated profession during the time of Christ. In Capernaum, St. Matthew had his tax booth on the main highway. He collected duties on imported goods brought by farmers, merchants, and caravans. Under the Roman Empire system, St. Matthew would have paid all the taxes in advance, then collected from the citizens and travelers to reimburse himself. Tax collectors, including St. Matthew, were notoriously corrupt because they extorted far and above what was owed to ensure their personal profit. Because their decisions were enforced by Roman soldiers, no one dared object. St. Matthew was one of these dishonest tax collectors and was driven by greed, until Jesus Christ chose him as a disciple. On the same day, Jesus invited St. Matthew to follow him. St. Matthew threw a great farewell feast in his home in Capernaum, inviting his friends so they could meet Jesus too. From that time on, instead of collecting tax money, St. Matthew collected souls for Christ. By surface appearances, it was scandalous and offensive for Jesus to pick a tax collector as one of his closest followers, since they were widely hated by the Jews. Yet of the four gospel writers, St. Matthew presented Jesus to the Jews as their hoped-for Messiah, tailoring his account to answer their questions. St. Matthew displayed one of the most radically changed lives in the Bible in response to an invitation from Jesus. He did not hesitate. He did not look back. He left behind a life of storing up wealth and security for a life of poverty and uncertainty. He abandoned the pleasures of this world for the promise of eternal life. St. Matthew sought to provide for his security by storing up wealth and possessions. Greed will always lead us to try and stockpile or store up things. This can come in storing up money, possessions, or even becoming obsessed with collecting things. Anyone who hoards has fallen into the deadly sin of greed by seeking their security in what they have accumulated. This is why hoarders do not want to give up their possessions, because it would be like giving up their security. What are those things which you have stored up in your life to have security, and how is God inviting you to follow St. Matthew by giving up these things and trusting God to be your security? For your prayer today, invite you to remember how St. Matthew would have not only been familiar with his own writings, but also those of Luke chapter 5, verses 27 through 32. I'll now read this gospel. Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with him. The Pharisees and their scribes complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." Reflect on those things you have hoarded up or stored up in your own life. As you reflect on the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verses 27 through 32, pray with how God will grant you security as you give God the things you have been storing up. May you have a blessed day.